We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Richard Martins. And Richard is opening jiu-jitsu. So you're opening some courses, and interestingly enough, they're going to be in English, and he's opening his studio in Sherbrooke. It's going to be located at 1578 King West, Suite 106 in Sherbrooke. So the classes are going to be in English. So tell us how you got started in this martial art. I guess it's a martial art.
Yeah, that's right. I started in martial arts when I was around, I think, 13. I did karate for about 4 or 5 years. And after watching the Ultimate Fighting Championship and stuff like that, where jiu-jitsu was becoming very prevalent, I sort of got disinterested in what I was doing, and I wanted to start learning jiu-jitsu and other kinds of grappling. But I grew up in a small town, and there wasn't very much around that area, so I started to try and learn from the internet and stuff like that. And then eventually I moved to Calgary, Alberta, where I stayed for about 5 or 6 years, and I started doing jiu-jitsu there as soon as I moved there when I turned 18. When I got there, the instructor, he was only a white belt himself, because jiu-jitsu is relatively new. Brazilian jiu-jitsu is pretty new in North America. So there wasn't a lot of black belts that would hand out ranks. So it was very hard to climb the ranks when I first started. So my instructor was a white belt, but he was still a very good instructor. And then we got associated under Roy Harris from Harris International.
Okay.
He's my instructor from California. He's in San Diego. He's a fourth degree black belt. And I progressed through the ranks under him. I got all my belts all the way up to black belt under Mr. Roy Harris. And I've been teaching since I started pretty early. I just sort of had a knack for teaching at a very early stage in my jiu-jitsu experience. And been doing it ever since. I moved to Sherbrooke around 2004, and I just started doing sort of part-time teaching classes since then. And in the last about 6 months or so, I've been trying to increase the number of classes I teach, trying to expand on this side of my life so that I can teach more often and grow my team and start to really get a lot of guys that, you know, are doing it just for fun. But I also have a few guys that do it for competition. They compete in tournaments in Montreal. One guy went over to, he went over to Krakow, Poland to compete in the Worlds. And then I had another guy go just about a month ago to Belgrade, Serbia. And I actually had one guy just go down to Long Beach, California, just on the weekend to compete in the Nogi Worlds there. So, you know, I got a few guys that are going around and competing at a pretty high level, but the vast majority of my students are just doing it recreationally. They just do it for fun. They really like the atmosphere and have a good time doing it. So,
okay, so you started learning at the age of 13, and you have a black belt, and that's quite a high level, although you say there's a few after that, but definitely,
Yeah, I started in karate at 13, but I didn't start jiu-jitsu until I was 18.
Okay.
So since 18 till now, I've been doing it about 13 years now. So and so I've got a pretty good amount of experience behind me. And
So what's the difference between that and karate and the other different martial arts?
When most people, it's changing now because jiu-jitsu and the UFC have been around for a while now, so people sort of have a better idea what jiu-jitsu is now. But it used to be, when people thought of martial arts, they'd always think of like karate, kickboxing, kung fu, the ones that are more focused on striking and trying to knock out your opponent. Jiu-jitsu is very similar to martial arts or martial arts and fighting styles such as judo and wrestling. From a jiu-jitsu perspective, if you were taking it, if you're looking at a self-defense situation, a jiu-jitsu fighter would be trying to avoid getting struck. He'd be trying to stay on the outside so the guy can't kick or punch him. And when he gets the opportunity, he'd close the distance, try and get a takedown to take the match to the floor. And then once it's on the ground, he'd use a pin or a control position to try and use gravity and make it very difficult for their opponent to move underneath them. And then while they're controlling them, they'd be looking for a submission hold. Now, what a submission hold is, there's two main types. There's joint locks and chokes. Chokes focus on using your forearm or your neck across their throat to decrease blood flow or air supply, and it will cause the person to go unconscious. So that would end the fight right there if this was a self-defense situation. Joint locks would involve wrenching the shoulder or bending the elbow backwards in order to do severe damage to an arm or a leg or a shoulder or something like that, and make it very hard for them to fight after that. Now, what we focus on is more of the sportive aspect of this sport. Although it has self-defense origins, what we practice, it's sort of, there's no striking involved. It's just wrestling around, trying to take people down and force them to submit. Now, when we're training, if someone gets caught in a choke mm-hmm. or an arm lock, we don't actually go to hurt them or anything like mm-hmm. that. At that point, once they feel that the pressure's on and they can't go any further, they take their hand or their feet and they tap 3 times on the person mm-hmm. just to make sure that that person knows, okay, I give up. It's like saying, uncle, I give mm-hmm. up, you mm-hmm. got me, you win, and then they mm-hmm. start again. So it's kind of interesting because it's a very safe way to train because you can go all out, try and submit the person. That person's trying to resist and he wants to submit you. Mm-hmm. And if done correctly, neither of you will get hurt. There's very low injury rate. Whereas with karate and kickboxing, the striking martial arts, you know, they can be very effective, but the problem is when you're training it, you never can really go all out because you're going to run out of training partners very quickly mm-hmm. because if you're smashing each other in the face or kicking each other in the head, someone's going to get hurt and they're not going to be able to train for a while. And it makes it very difficult to train at that level. But jiu-jitsu, it's very nice in that way that you can go all out and still walk away and go back to your girlfriend or your day job at the end mm-hmm. of the night and you're not injured.
Good. So, do you have any women interested in the sport too?
Jiu-jitsu has always had sort of a low interest for women just because it involves a lot of, you know, usually sweaty guys grappling each other. And a lot of women aren't really into that. But we get a few. There's a few that are really interested in it. It varies a lot depending on where you are. Larger populated areas, you'll get a much larger group of women. But we're always trying to get more diversity in the gym. So any women that are interested in coming out, that'd be great. We have a couple at our gym right now, but that's all right for our size right now. Mm-hmm. One of my friends from Calgary, her name's Sheila Bird. She's a first degree black belt, and she's competed all over the world. I think she's got 8 world championships under her belt now. She, as far as competing at the FILA World Championships, she competes in mixed martial arts, and she's tougher than almost any guy I've ever met. So it is definitely possible for women to get to a high level at this sport. Mm-hmm. It's just... it's sort of hard to get them in the door at first.
So. Okay. So this is offered to anybody 14 and up. And what type of physical condition do you have to be in?
You could come in with basically almost any physical condition, providing mm-hmm. you can walk around and you're not in constant pain or anything like that. You should be fine. I get a lot of people that come by and they look like they're interested in the sport, but they feel like they're not in the right shape to do it. And mm-hmm. they say, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get in shape. And then once I'm in shape, I'm going to come try out class. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that either one, that never happens because they never really gain the motivation to do it. Mm-hmm. Or two, they get in shape, but they're not in the kind of shape that you'd need for jiu-jitsu. Because you could have good cardio or good strength in certain ways. But if it's not specific to what you're doing, it's not very useful for you. For instance, you could go weightlift and do a ton of bicep curls, bunch mm-hmm. of bench presses, but these are movements that you might not use that much in jiu-jitsu. So although you're very strong at those particular movements, it might not help you that much when you're actually doing it for jiu-jitsu. The best way to get conditioned for it is to actually do it. So, and one of the things I found is very helpful is that when you jump in there and you start to do it and you start to wrestle at the end of the night and people are tapping you out and you're losing fights or you're getting dominated here and there, there's not much better motivator than that to get into good shape because you'd rather be the person dominating mm-hmm. and not the person getting dominated. Mm-hmm. So, but although there is that sort of role where you're getting controlled or dominated or you're doing it, people, because of the low injury rate, people are very friendly at the end. They have a really good time and it looks more serious than it is from the outside. Okay. But when you're doing it, it's a real blast. You have a really good time.
Good. So one of the goals is to just have fun. Mm-hmm. And another one would be probably to compete. And I guess the third one to be, if you did need it, mm-hmm. could you use it as self-defense?
Yes. Jiu-jitsu does have self-defense origins. It's one particular range for self-defense. Right. If you ask a lot of guys that are more into that aspect of fighting, there's the grappling range, there's the punching range and the kicking range. So it's almost like a triathlon. You got to mm-hmm. be good at those different ranges. Jiu-jitsu focuses on just one of those. So if you wanted to have a full full understanding of everything that's involved in self-defense, you'd have to supplement it with other styles as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the grappling range, it is very useful. And the thing is, a lot of people that don't realize that when they get into a self-defense situation, a lot of times it can go to the ground. Either the guy's bigger than you or they just grab you and it just falls over. Like there's a lot of times where people get a hold of each other and it just hits the ground. Mm-hmm. And people are kind of used to the idea of punching or kicking, but a lot of people have no idea what to do once it's on the floor. They don't know how to position themselves. They don't know how to get out, to escape, to run. Mm-hmm. So they're very lost at that point in time. Also for women, because of their size difference and the strength difference, mm-hmm. if they are in some kind of altercation, often they are going to end up on the bottom and some guy on top trying to control them in mm-hmm. some way or another. And jiu-jitsu is perfect for that because it really teaches you how to use your legs properly, move your hips properly, position yourself so that you have more leverage over your opponent and you can get away from them to escape, or you can start to attack them with one of your own movements.
Okay, good. So I guess the courses, you don't need to particularly be in shape, just be 14 and over. And let's see, what's the cost for the courses?
Right now we have a varying cost depending on how long you sign up for. Mm-hmm. For the year, I'll give you that price. If you sign up for 12 months, you commit to a year, mm-hmm. it'll be $79.99 a month. And mm-hmm. you'll have courses 6 days a week.
Okay.
There's two reasons we want to do that. That is our lower price. That's our lowest price is if you sign up for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons. One, we want to make sure that we have enough people committing over a long time mm-hmm. that make sure that our business is nice and stable. It's going to be around for a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's the advantage to us. The advantage to the student, though, it's much better if you want to accomplish something to commit over a long term. If you signed up for jiu-jitsu for like a month or a couple months, it might take you that time just to sort of get comfortable with it. You might not even feel like you're ever winning or anything over that period mm-hmm. of time, because it's always going to be a little bit hard at first because it's something new. But if you commit to a year and you stick to it, at the end of that year, you're going to start to gain a lot of confidence. You're going to mm-hmm. feel really good about yourself, and you're going to learn a lot of information in that time. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the big advantages to committing over a longer period of time. You'll get way more out of it. It's just like anything. Mm-hmm. You go into university or college or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You got to commit. If you don't commit, you're going to get very little out of it. So
mm-hmm. And definitely to learn the positions and just be in shape too, because if you're just signing up for once a week or whatever, I guess.
It's really a great way to make friends. Mm-hmm. When I moved to Calgary, before I started jiu-jitsu, I didn't really know anyone in that city. And then once I was doing jiu-jitsu classes there for a few months, I had a ton of friends because we had all these people that had a common interest. We did all kinds of stuff outside of jiu-jitsu. Almost all of my core friends, probably 80 or 90% of my friends, were involved in that in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And now after I moved to Quebec, I didn't know that many people here other than family. And it's the same thing. Almost everyone I know, all the people that I hang out with, go to movies, you know, just do anything with, I've met them through jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
So being sort of a college university town that Sherbrooke and Lennoxville mm-hmm. are, you're moving here, you don't know many people. It's a really great way to sort of get to know people and sort of develop a bit of a social circle, especially if you feel a little lonely, like mm-hmm. you just want to mm-hmm. meet a few people to hang out with. But my gym, almost pretty everyone in my class, they're super nice, super friendly. I really look forward to teaching them every night because it's nothing but smiles and everyone's very has a really good time. It's a really great atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. So right now you're teaching in a gym, but Monday is the big opening for your own gym, I guess. 1578 King West, Suite 106. So Monday, November 14th, it opens up. $79.99 to sign up for 12 months. That's 6 days a week. And you must be 14 and up, so mm-hmm. Definitely sounds great. Anything else you wanted to add, Richard?
Yeah, sure. If anyone wants to get some additional information about our gym, I have a website set up at nomadbjj.com. That's nobadbjj.com, nomadbjj.com. We've got lots of information on there. We're going to be... We always post new news articles about recent competitions we've been to.
Mm-hmm.
And in the long run, what we're working on, we're going to start filming classes as they go. We're going to be filming material as we go. And what we want to do is provide each member when they sign up, if they sign up for a year, they'll get a login so that they can go back and sort of review material that we've been teaching. So
mm-hmm.
we're trying to add it as sort of a value-added service to our customers. Mm-hmm. To help them progress faster, because we really want to see people get better at the sport as quick as possible. And sometimes people don't pick it up in a class. Maybe they need to look at it a couple more times, and then it starts to click, it starts to make sense. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, this is going to be something that we're going to really push to try and help people get better faster.
That sounds like a great idea.
On the website, it has my email address as well, so if anyone wants to contact me, mm-hmm. have any questions, you can reach me there. And also on Facebook, if you look up Nomad Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu,
okay.
You will find our fan page. If you like that, if you click the like button on that page, you'll get updated whenever you view Facebook under your news feed. You'll see any updates that we have coming up. Mm-hmm. It's a really great way for us to stay in contact with a lot of people. And also you can ask questions on there. There's lots of people that'd be willing to help you out if you have some questions about martial arts or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu specifically.
So. Okay, good. And what do you need when you go to class? Any particular gear?
For gear, right now we're on our Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes, what we're going to require is just shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay.
So gym shorts and a t-shirt. On Tuesday and Thursday classes, we wear a uniform called a gi. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a kimono, mm-hmm. big heavy-duty material. It's similar to what judo competitors wear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come out and try a class, the best days to come out are Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Wednesday, more specifically. So.
Okay.
But during our opening week from Monday the 14th, we're planning on giving free classes for that week. So mm-hmm. there's no need to sign up at that point. Mm-hmm. You just come on in, you bring the proper gear, and you can try out a few classes, see if it's something you like. And almost everyone that comes by and tries it out, they walk away with just a big grin on their face, mm-hmm. and they always say thank you, and they really have a good time. And we get a good high return when people come out and try it out. So
good.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, well, we thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
And if you want to get in touch with Richard Martins by phone, his phone number is 819-780-4245. Again, that's 819-780-4245.